This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've been talking about the topic of religion and health, whether being religious is in fact good for your health. We've talked a bit about the studies that are being done at the moment by scientists in this area and the startling discoveries they're making. And most of them are discovering that actually being religious is pretty good for you. Dr. Harold Koenig, who is the former director of Duke University's Center for the Study of Religion, Spirituality and Health, and a leading publisher in this area, has been my guest. We're going to listen to an interview I did with Harold Koenig over in his office in North Carolina just last year. I want to give you a part of the interview where I asked him about studies on prayer. There are a whole range of studies that are done on this topic of prayer. Some of them are used by skeptics to try and disprove belief in God. They study whether it makes a difference to someone's health if they are prayed for in a hospital situation. There's one famous study, for example, on heart patients, where it appeared from the study that a group of patients with heart difficulties who were prayed for actually did worse than the patients who weren't prayed for. I don't know what you make of that, but it's a strange way to study God, isn't it? Well, I wanted to ask Harold Koenig about whether these kinds of studies about the effectiveness of prayer are part of his own work.
The efficacy of prayer and healing has been part of my work, but it's not the kind that most people are talking about when they say that. We're interested in how prayer affects the individual and their coping with illness and how they deal with the stress. And, you know, we can study that. That's something scientists can study. But there's a whole nother area of research that looks at double-blinded, randomized, controlled studies of intercessory prayer.
What are you finding in those studies?
Well, the studies, I've been part of one study on this. I really don't like these studies because they're trying to prove something that science wasn't designed to prove.
How is that? Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. First of all, God, if he or she exists, doesn't exist as part of the created universe. Therefore, it would be silly to think that you could predict God's actions like you could predict the sun rising or the stars, changing. So science just was designed to study natural phenomena. It's wonderful in that regard, but it's to try to study something that exists outside of time and space and that oftentimes does not, you know, behave on our time scale and our schedule is fraught with problems. That's just the theological problem there. And it's, you know, it goes further in that these studies are trying to quantify the effect of prayer, which means if you say one prayer, you're not going to have as much of an effect as if you say two prayers. It's like going to a Coke machine and saying, okay, I put in 50 cents, I get a 12-ounce Coke. Then if I put in a dollar, I get a 24-ounce Coke. I mean, does God work like that? Is this a quantitative God that doesn't care, you know, about the sincerity of the prayer? It doesn't make any sense theologically. From a scientific standpoint, there's no justification at all because there's no basis for any effect at all within anything we know about physics or science. Now, the kind of areas we're studying is entirely within the bounds of science. We study how prayer affects one's emotions and one's social connections and one's beliefs, all of which affect one's health, one's physical health. Our beliefs, our emotions are directly connected to our healing systems in our body. So if we're content, we're peaceful, we're happy, we're just going to be in better physical health. Our blood pressure is going to be lower. Our cardiovascular system is going to work in a more healthy way. Our immune system will fight off illness better. All of that will just work better if we're in a loving, forgiving, you know, peaceful state. And religious faith helps us to do that.
Well, that was Dr. Harold Koenig talking about studies on prayer and how they affect your health. I love his point that God is not really part of the universe, so you can't do experiments on God in the way scientists would like to. I think this is a very important theological point that people sometimes miss. You can't study God like you'd study mechanics in the Christian understanding of God. He's not part of the universe. He's the creator of the universe. I suppose what he's emphasizing is that for the Christian, prayer is a way of relating to God. It's part of a relationship with God, because the Christian view of God is that God is personal. It means that you can't persuade God or influence God by adding prayer after prayer after prayer, as if one prayer was worth more or less than two prayers. God, in fact, is a person, not a vending machine. You can't slot in your prayers and hope to get out what you want. It's much more like knowing a person, to have a relationship with God and to pray to God. And just like a good relationship will have a loving, peaceful, forgiving element to it, so with God. If you know God, if you're in relationship with God, if you pray to God, if you're at peace with God, well, it's likely to have an effect on your whole being, including your health. We've covered a lot of ground about the relationship between religion and health. I guess we could be really misunderstood to be claiming somehow that just get religion and it'll improve your health and you can stop taking your medicine. We're not saying that. You can't really say for any one person that your religious beliefs are going to cure you of your illnesses. No, we're talking about large studies here, which do suggest that people who have a view of life that includes God and a way to live, a religious view of the world, have better health outcomes than those who don't. We look forward to more studies in this area, and the research continues, because I guess Christians in particular have always had a hunch that the faith is actually good for us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.